Unit 9, Nervous System. The objectives to Unit 9 are to define, understand, and correctly pronounce medical terms related to the nervous system, and to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the nervous system. The nervous system is composed of two major divisions, the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. The central nervous system is composed of the brain and the spinal cord. The brain is encased in the skull and the spinal cord in the vertebral canal. The brain has protective coverings with three meninges, the pia mater, the thin and delicate inside covering, the arachnoid, the middle layer with the subarachnoid space, and the dura mater, the outer layer that lines the inner surface of the cranium. The brain and the spinal cord receive, store, and process the sensory and motor data and control consciousness. The cerebrospinal fluid is present in the subarachnoid space, fills the ventricle within the brain, and surrounds the spinal cord. The cerebrum is divided into two major portions called hemispheres. The cerebral cortex is composed of gray matter. Both hemispheres allow one to analyze sensory data and to perform memory functions, to acquire new information, and allow decision-making. The peripheral nervous system refers to all the nervous tissue that is outside the brain and the spinal cord. The peripheral nervous system is composed of the cranial nerves and the spinal nerves. There are 12 pair of cranial nerves that carry messages to and from the brain. They are referred to using Roman numerals, but also have a name associated with their function. This is a listing of the 12 pair of cranial nerves and their major functions. There are 31 pair of spinal nerves which branch off from the spinal cord. The spinal nerves carry messages to and from the spinal cord. In the cervical region of the spinal cord, the spinal nerves exit above the vertebra until the 7th cervical vertebra. At that point, the spinal nerves begin to exit below the equivalent numbered vertebra. The spinal nerves leave the spinal cord and are numbered according to the vertebra at which they exit the spinal column. An example is the spinal nerve that leaves at T4, exits the spinal column through the foramen in the 4th thoracic vertebra. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia among older people. Dementia is a brain disorder that seriously affects a person's ability to carry out daily activities. Alzheimer's begins slowly by first involving the parts of the brain that control thought, memory, and language. Over time, symptoms get worse and people may not recognize family members, forget how to brush their teeth, and eventually may become anxious or aggressive. Eventually, they have to have total care. Alzheimer's usually begins after age 60. No treatment can stop the disease. However, some drugs may help keep symptoms from getting worse for a limited time. A brain aneurysm is an abnormal bulge or ballooning in the wall of an artery in the brain. Most brain aneurysms produce no symptoms until they become large and begin to leak blood or rupture. Symptoms include a droopy eyelid, double vision or other changes in vision, pain above or behind the eye, a dilated pupil, and numbness or weakness on one side of the body. Treatment depends on the size and location, if there is infection present, whether it has ruptured or not. There are two main types of brain cancer. Primary brain cancer begins to grow in the brain. Metastatic brain cancer starts somewhere else in the body and moves to the brain. Brain tumors can be benign or malignant. Symptoms include headaches, nausea and vomiting, changes in your ability to talk, hear or see, problems with balance, problems with thinking, muscle jerking, and numbness or tingling in arms or legs. There is no known cause for brain cancer. Epilepsy is a brain disorder that causes people to have recurring seizures. The seizures occur when clusters of nerve cells or neurons in the brain send out the wrong signals. There are many possible causes of epilepsy: illness, brain injury, abnormal brain development, but sometimes the cause is unknown. Diagnostic tests include brain scans. There is no cure, but medicines can control seizures for most people. Other treatments include surgery or implanted devices such as vagus nerve stimulators. Parkinson's disease is a disorder that affects nerve cells in a part of the brain that controls muscle movement. In Parkinson's, neurons that make a chemical called dopamine die or do not work properly. Dopamine normally sends signals that help control coordinate movements. Symptoms include the trembling of hands, arms, legs, jaw, and face, the stiffness of arms, legs, or trunk, slowness of movement, and poor balance and coordination. Parkinson's begins around 60, and it is more common in men than women. There is no cure, but a variety of medicines help reduce symptoms. A cerebrovascular stroke occurs when blood flow to your brain stops. Within minutes, brain cells begin to die. There are two kinds of strokes. The most common kind is called ischemic stroke and is caused by a blood clot that blocks a blood vessel in the brain. The other kind, called a hemorrhagic stroke, is caused by a blood vessel that breaks and bleeds into the brain. Transient ischemic attacks occur when the blood supply to the brain is briefly interrupted. Symptoms include sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, sudden confusion, trouble speaking, trouble seeing, trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance, and severe headaches with no known cause. Treatment includes drug therapy with blood thinners. Arterial venous malformations, or AVMs, are defects in your circulatory system. The circulatory system includes the arteries, veins, and capillaries that carry blood to and from the heart. An AVM is a snarled tangle of arteries and veins. It interferes with the blood circulation in an organ. The cause of AVMs is unknown, though they develop during pregnancy or soon after birth. The greatest danger is hemorrhage. Treatment is in the form of prevention and can include surgery or focused irradiation therapy. Meningitis is inflammation of the thin tissue that surrounds the brain and spinal cord called the meninges. There are several types of meningitis. The most common is viral meningitis, which you develop when a virus enters the body through the nose or the mouth and travels to the brain. Bacterial meningitis is rare but can be deadly. Symptoms of meningitis include a sudden fever, a severe headache, and a stiff neck. Treatment can prevent serious problems, including death. Vaccines can prevent some of the bacterial infections that cause meningitis. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a nervous system disease that affects your brain and spinal cord. It damages the myelin sheath, the material that surrounds and protects your nerve cells. This damage slows down or blocks messages between your brain and your body. They can include visual disturbances, muscle weakness, trouble with coordination and balance, sensations such as numbness, prickling, and thinking and memory problems. The cause of MS is unknown. MS affects women more than men and begins between the ages of 20 and 40. There is no cure, but medicines may slow it down and help control symptoms. Physical and occupational therapy may also help. Bell's palsy is a condition where the muscles in your face become temporarily paralyzed. It usually affects just one side of your face. Symptoms appear suddenly and you cannot shut your eye and your mouth droops. Symptoms are usually worse about 48 hours after they start. Scientists believe that a viral infection makes the facial nerve swell or become inflamed. People who are pregnant, diabetic, or sick with the cold or flu are more likely to have Bell's palsy. Patients usually improve with or without treatment within 2 weeks, and most recover completely within 3 to 6 months. The carpal tunnel is a narrow passageway of ligament and bones at the base of your hand. It contains nerves and tendons. Sometimes the thickening of the tendon or the swelling in the area narrows the tunnel and causes nerve compression. Symptoms include the inability to grasp objects, sharp pain through the wrist and up the arm. Causes vary, but some are work-related. Women are 3 times more likely to have it. Treatment includes resting your hands, splints, anti-inflammatory meds, and surgery. Peripheral nerve disorders, also called neuritis or peripheral neuropathy. The peripheral nerve disorders interrupt the messages between the brain and the rest of the body. There are more than 100 kinds of peripheral nerve disorders, and they can affect one nerve or many nerves. Some are the result of other diseases like diabetic neuropathy. Others, like Guillain-Barré syndrome, happen after a virus infection. Still others, like carpal tunnel syndrome, occur due to nerve compression. Symptoms include numbness, pain, burning or tingling, muscle weakness, and sensitivity to touch. Treatment aims to treat the underlying problem, reduce pain, and control symptoms. Neurofibromatosis is a genetic disorder of the nervous system. It mainly affects how nerve cells form and grow. It causes tumors to grow on nerves. You can get neurofibromatosis from your parents, or it can happen because of a mutation or change in your genes. Once you have it, you can pass it along to your children. There are three types of neurofibromatosis. Type 1 causes skin changes and deformed bones and usually starts at birth. Type 2 causes hearing loss, ringing in the ears, and poor balance, and often starts in the teen years. Schwannomatosis causes intense pain. It is the rarest type. There is no cure. Treatment is directed at controlling symptoms. Depending on the type of disease and how bad it is, treatment may include surgery to remove the tumors, radiation therapy, and medicines. The hypothalamus assists in the regulation of appetite, heart rate, body temperature, water balance, digestion, and sexual activity. The cerebellum is the second largest part of the brain, and it helps coordinate movement, including balance and muscle coordination. For example, it receives information from one of the sense organs in the ear that detects body position and sends these impulses to the muscles to assist in maintaining the body's posture. The pons connects the cerebellum and the medulla oblongata with the upper portions of the brain. The medulla oblongata is the enlarged portion of the brainstem. Key terms for the nervous system include cerebellar, cerebral, cranioclasis, meningioma, myelitis, quadriplegia, thalamotomy.